This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We're talking Guardians, we're talking Reds. It's happening tonight. Before we went to break, I threw this out, and I love looking at history in sports, and I thought, you know, this team has had more than a few players who have also played for the Cincinnati Reds, more than I thought. Mm-hmm. And I looked up something in particular and got some opinions on best players to have played for both franchises. We're going to get into that in a second. We were talking about managers before. Jeff is in Richfield. Jeff, welcome to our show.
Hey, man.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
It occurred to me that you were only discussing managers from your lifetime.
Yeah, we said that.
Your lifetime might be.
Then I would like to add in Lou Boudreau and see where you placed him. He not only won a World Series, but he had to deal with all the integration issues.
That's a really valid point, Jeff.
I wrote him down. He was like number one, number two.
Except he's not in Andy's lifetime.
He's not in my lifetime. No. So I was like, and I also looked at this. I was like, okay, if my dad was doing the same thing, and I think Lou would probably be number one or number two on his too.
Interesting thing about him, Jeff, what was he, 24 years old when he was the player manager here?
Yeah, they called him the kid manager.
Yeah. And can you imagine right now a 24-year-old as a player manager in Major League Baseball? With everything that goes on in Major League Baseball today, I can't even imagine that, Jeff.
Yeah. And he wins that when the Yankees are good again.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Jeff, thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks.
All right. Have a great day.
See, Boudreau is a terrific manager and then managed other teams as well, but not in my lifetime.
No, not in mine either. That's why I said mine started with Alvin Dark, so it was like, okay.
Which is good.
It's good to sound young.
Did you sound young on that?
I felt young.
Very good.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. So I started thinking about guys that played for both of these franchises. And one name immediately came to mind for me as probably the best player. But you had, in looking at them in the entirety of their career, not necessarily what they did as members of our team or their team, and their team being the Cincinnati Reds, obviously. And I happened to look some, did a quick little... Oh, nice. Yeah, nice. I like that. And quickly looked something up, and the fact-based stuff that I found backed up my thought on it. We'll get to that.
Can I ask you, even before you get to facts?
Yeah.
I say to you...
Don't throw it out.
Well, if you don't want to answer this now, you don't have to. Who is the first name you think of played for Indians, Reds, Guardians? Who's the first name you think of?
Buddy Bell.
That was in my... Frank Robinson was the other one. That was the other one. The names that were... I'm just telling you, the first name that came to your head. That's all I'm asking. Now, tell me who were the greatest players to play for both sides. It's a question that you ask that you're sitting at the bar and somebody says to you, hey, who's the best player? Dan. Best player, both teams.
Dan.
best player or first player?
First player you think of.
Doesn't a lot
have to
of
be
folks
best.
Might not even remember that Frank Robinson played for the Cincinnati Reds, which is silly because, well, you have to be a baseball historian to know that. You got to pay attention to baseball and know that baseball, you know, existed before 1980.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
First name that popped in my head was Jay Bruce.
Jay Bruce, good one.
Yeah, okay. Second name that popped into my head was, when you said best, is, of course, Frank Robinson.
Okay.
Well, Baseball Reference, which if you're a sports geek like we are, look at Baseball Reference, Football Reference, Basketball. It's just, you could sit there for hours and, you know, call up anybody's stats. I just typed into the old Google, Andy.
Yep.
And this actually popped up. I typed this exact same thing in, and Baseball Reference had it.
Okay.
Players who played for the Cincinnati Reds and the Cleveland Guardians. And then they ranked them based on, Dan, you ready?
Come on, baby.
War.
Yeah.
Wins above replacement.
Let's get cooking.
Wait,
wins
guys,
above replacement.
Oh, not guys who served our country and played for both teams?
No. Wins above replacement. You ready?
Go for it.
We'll start at number 5.
Okay.
Shin-Soo Choo.
That's right. He was good with the Reds.
He was good here.
He was good with the here, and he was
good
with
the Reds. He was really good here.
He was okay here.
What?
He was just okay
here. He played here for 7 seasons.
Good.
He was a real good hitter. He did a real nice job.
Okay.
What you're complaining about?
I'm not complaining. I just didn't, never mind. Just keep going.
He did a great job here.
I once got an argument with a news director about his abilities, and I was like, okay, he's good. He's going to be a good player. That was it. It's all good. I'll give you good.
And he was good.
The news director was like, this is the greatest player the team has ever had. I'm like, stop.
Well, it's a news director.
Stop.
The key word there was news. That's all you need to know.
That's true.
Let's not go that far.
Exactly what I said.
Isn't that true?
So maybe that's why I get a little punchy when you say his name.
All right,
he was very good for them.
He was good.
Andy, I want you to laugh.
He's a very good player.
Dan, I want you to laugh. The guy ranked 4th by Baseball Reference of guys who played for both the Indians and the Reds died in 1954. Jim Bagby was a pitcher, born in 1889. So that one didn't really hit our hot spot there. Number 3 was Buddy Bell.
There you go.
And Buddy, of course, born in Cincinnati, went to Cincinnati Moeller High School. And his family, you know, legendary in baseball, of course. So Buddy Bell was the man there. And
all started with Gus, didn't
it? With three levels of the Bell family.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, David Bell later played for both teams
as
well.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Number 2 was interesting because I wouldn't have thought this guy would have been ranked this highly, but he was a really great young outfielder for the Cincinnati Reds. And by the time he got here, he was kind of washed up. Veda Pinson.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought of him at all. But then again, I was only 4 when he was playing here. So,
and he went to McClymonds High School in Oakland, California.
Okay.
All right. Story coming up on that. The number 1 player who played for both teams, according to Baseball Reference, as going by wins above replacement, was Veda Pinson's high school teammate at McClymonds High School in Oakland, California, Frank Robinson.
Wow, they played high school ball together too?
They were with each other in Cincinnati for like 5 or 6 years. They were terrific together in Cincinnati. Veda played center field. I think Frank was in right, but I'm not sure.
Do I need to ask the other question about Frank?
Hold on.
Okay.
There was a 3rd outfielder on that high school team.
Who was it?
Kurt Flood.
Really?
Yes.
Frank, the father of free agency?
Frank was a senior, and Flood and Veda Pinson were freshmen. Can you imagine that? Your outfield, Veda Pinson, 4-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Kurt Flood, who was a hell of a player, and Hall of Famer, Frank Robinson.
Wow.
You want me to make it worse for you?
Where Frank was born? I'm waiting for that to come.
Frank's born in Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, my goodness. Who would have thought that?
Yeah. But Frank was also part of a state championship basketball team at McClymonds High School. And as a junior, he played alongside a senior who kind of led the way named Bill Russell.
Wow. What
Can
a
you
school.
Imagine? Yeah.
It was McClymonds High School?
Yeah.
Are they still around?
MC, capital CLYMONDS. It's a legendary story because of that. You know, Flood's a three-time All-Star. Veda Pinson's a four-time All-Star. Frank's a Hall of Famer. Oh, yeah, and Bill Russell went there, too. And he and Frank were buddies and teammates.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
I'm just trying to, are they still around? Is that high school still around?
I don't have any idea. Looking. Was not part of my thought process for the day.
Well, no, because I was trying to figure out where, how far away that would have been from CeCe. Because CeCe went to Viejo, which wasn't too far from there either.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Some of the other guys, though, who played for both teams that clearly in more modern era, Brandon Phillips was a head case here because it just didn't work out. And I liked Brandon, but Brandon had some real attitude. And then he went to the Reds and figured it out and was a heck of a baseball player. Brandon was really good. One time he had been here for most of a year, and then they sent him down to Buffalo. And I went down to do stories with the AAA guys. And I walked into the Buffalo locker room. And I knew Brandon just a little bit, you know, having been in the locker room and talked to him and all. And I walked in, and he's like, he looked at me and goes, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "What do you think we're doing here?" You know, he was a nice enough guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I said, "What do you think we're doing here? We're doing stories on the guys, you know, who are here in AAA." I said, "We'd love to talk to you." And he said, "Cleveland doesn't want to talk to me, and I don't want to talk to Cleveland."
So he didn't do an interview with you?
No.
You drove all the way to Buffalo and he didn't talk
to
you?
Well, we didn't do it just for him.
Oh.
But, you know, he was the one guy who had been in Cleveland before, and but he thought, you know, the Indians don't want to talk to me, so I don't want to talk to Cleveland.
Wow. Other names I was thinking of, can we go through that a little bit?
Jay Bruce, who Dan mentioned, also from Beaumont, Texas.
Yeah, I would have. Aaron Boone was a guy I was thinking of.
Boone, yeah.
He spent, although he didn't, he spent way more time in Cincinnati than he did here. He was there for like 6 years.
Our social media mentions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to show at CLE Talking Heads. Bring up a good one. Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer is a very good one, who, by the way, just tweeted out like crazy. Wait a minute, you let Pete Rose back in? Okay.
Oh.
So past things forgiven, even though I wasn't convicted of anything or blah, 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 blah. He wants back in Major League Baseball. He's pitching in Japan right now.
Thank you for sending that over, Kurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about pitchers, right? Dave Burba.
Sean Casey.
Sean Casey's another one.
John Smiley.
Oh, Smiley. Eddie Taubensee.
Real quickly. The wins above replacement is, you know, obviously one of the key analytical stats going on. It drops so significantly. Robinson's WAR was 63.8. Veda Pinson 47.6. Brandon Phillips was third of all the guys who had with the Reds who had also played for the Guardians. And when you spin it around the other way, Buddy Bell was the tops, followed by Shin-Soo Choo as Drubal Cabrera, Frank Duffy. Hmm. So here we go. We're going to celebrate the rivalry tonight.
Oh, it's everyone's party. Everyone talks about it all the time.
Should we send Maddie and Rick all of this information so they can bring up all these great old names?
I'm sure.
They can put it into the telecast tonight.
I'm sure somebody's.
Maddie does history. He does a lot of that stuff. Maybe Maddie will have all that tonight.
He's got the best stat guy in the world.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
But he's not going to be in Cincinnati.
Oh, I don't know. He might have drove down there.
I bet he doesn't. Our friend Tom Bochenek.
Yes.
Our friend Jamel White, former Browns running back, coming up next. I'll bet Jamel's just beaming. Why? Because they drafted two running backs. I can't wait to get his thoughts about Dylan Sampson and Quinshon Judkins. Next, coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Great friend of our show who joins us on a very regular basis, and we appreciate that. Former Browns running back, Jamel White. Hi, Jamel.
Hi, Jamel.
What's going on? How'd it do?
I just ran down and bought a bowl of soup. I got up here and I unpacked it, and they gave me a fork. No spoon.
Hey, man, they give out forks at the weirdest times, my man. Like, they'll give you a fork for something that you absolutely need a spoon for, and it makes me so upset.
Like I am right now, Jamel. So thank you for being with us because you're calming me down.
Can we please just pay tribute to the whoever the person was that invented the spork? This is the time that we need to say that.
Not a bad idea.
Thank you, whoever invented the spork.
Well, listen, most times when you get the spork, you're in jail. So I don't know if I want that.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to ask.
You get that in jail. You get that spork in jail.
So we've asked you too many times over the last several years, boy, oh boy, running backs in the NFL, they're not getting the respect. They're not getting the money. Browns drafted two running backs, Jamel. And you thought what?
Dude, that's crazy. That is crazy nowadays, right? Like, you draft two running backs. You have a good running back. You have another running back that's on the market. I don't know. I don't get it. Like, you got to find it somewhere else. Like, I understand getting running backs because they could do a lot of different things. But nowadays, like I told you guys before, you get these wide that are big enough and, you know, you can put them in the backfield because people ain't really blocking like that no more when it comes to running back. So, I don't know. I mean, obviously they got a plan for Jerome. They got a plan for all the stuff that they're doing. But I don't see it. But hey, like I said, I'm not the one making the decisions around there or pushing the button. So,
Jamel, did you have to call Jerome when he passed you on the all-time rushing list? You know, you were at 25.
Wow.
And then he pushed you back to 26.
Your friend right there.
Did you have to call him or say anything to him or congratulate him
like
we do when someone has to climb the ladder to greatness like you have in your lifetime?
Listen, I don't like how you even talk to me right now. This is crazy.
He's supposed to be your friend,
really,
man.
Crazy.
He says, I talked to Jamel yesterday. Great.
Yeah, I hang out with this dude. I talk to this dude, and then he does stuff like this. But you know what?
Well, records are made to be broken. That's why. And so I thought I would think that you would pay tribute to him.
Jamel, I have to talk to him more than you do.
I don't know. Sometimes Jamel talks to me more than you. Sorry.
Listen, if that's a record, that's a horrible record to have, actually. 25th? That's crazy. Like when somebody be like, man, I came in first. I came in first place, but they really came in second, though. So you can't really Nah, I'm good. I can't do that.
I mean, you're only 60. You're 66 yards behind. Any chance you want to come back, jump back out on the field for 66 yards? Could you?
Well, you know what?
Could you?
The way that they play now, I could do that. I could do that for them. I ain't gonna get touched. I ain't gonna none of that stuff. And I really got to block no more. Yeah, I'm good. I could do it.
Yeah, but you don't. But the helmet to helmet contact stuff doesn't count for running backs. You know that, right? Only on the quarterback.
Well, yeah. Oh, I know that. Only on everybody else but the running back. Running backs ain't got no kind of protection nowadays, man. They don't got none. And they get hit all the time. Hey, who am I?
Let me throw this one at you. Derrick Henry got a 2-year, $30 million contract extension.
Respect.
You know, and so Jeff and I sit here and we talk about, I just don't understand why.
Over the age of 30.
Yeah, over the age of 30. We don't understand why running backs aren't respected the way they should be because their impact on the offense, their ability to not only run the ball but catch the ball as well. And so when you see that somebody like Derrick Henry's picking up a 2-year, $30 million extension, what goes through your mind?
Look what he did.
Yeah.
He's proven. You know what I mean? Like, you look, do you think Baltimore would have been as good as they were without that man in the backfield? Not only that, they had to worry about him. Then they had to worry about Lamar. Then they had to worry about all the different wide receivers that they had, plus a tight end. Are you kidding me? That dude, they wouldn't go nowhere without him. But now they got to do it all over again. So they just paying him what he worth because he didn't really go downhill like that. Like you hear, like when these guys go older and whatever, they got something going on. You think about him as well. He has not had one major injury yet. Not one. At least I don't know of one. So he's still trucking like he owed Derrick Henry. This dude, have you seen a running back within the last, I don't even know how many years, that's that big and runs that fast at his age?
Nope.
Dude, it's crazy. It's nuts. They just rewarding him, man. I can't be mad at that.
You ever see his high school numbers, Jamel?
No, I've never seen him.
He's like one of the leading rushers in the country in the history of high school football. And they ran the bejeebers out of him. So
about the crazy runs.
So he's got all of that on top, you know, before he even went to college, he'd already been, you know, worked like crazy.
Yeah. And so if you look at him, he used to that. Like I see some of the stuff he do on the off season. That's different. You running uphill, getting pulled down the hill and you still dragging people. But
yeah.
That transfers over into the football field. So if you look at their success, if you look at Baltimore's success, if you look at all these – look at Philly's success. Man, those running backs those are successful, but they got other things that can help. And those two teams, if you look at what the combination is, it's the running back, quarterback, and they got these wide receivers and tight ends that's doing it. So you got to look at it, man.
Just to make you happy, Henry had 1,400 carries in high school for over 12,000 yards.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. And now he's still going over the age of 30, so I think that's incredible. Watching some tape of Dylan Sampson, I don't know if you've seen him, the second running back the Browns took. I want to ask you about him before we get to Juggins. He's not the biggest guy. He's listed at 5'11", but just 200 pounds. You were a little shorter, but heavier and bigger build on you when you played. But he ran between the tackles a lot. Is that tough for a smaller or slighter guy to do, Jamel? And I wonder if that'll translate to the NFL game.
I don't like. So when I first came into the league, I weighed 200. Well, I first weighed 195. Then I weighed 200. And then I had to get up a little bit more. But you got to think about how the game's done. It's transformed. You know what I mean? If you look at defensive linemen on some teams, they're not as big. You look at linebackers, they're not as big. Now they're looking – you look at people now that's kind of shooting the A-gap, shooting the B-gap. Those not no big dudes. So everybody's looking for that speed. And they're adjusting to how the NFL is. So – If you have multiple running backs that's going to share time, you want different guys doing different things and being able to do different things. So you don't know if the Browns' plan is to run him up the middle, or to get him on the outside, or to be the guy who gets screens and all that,
yeah.
Or are they going to the third down back type dude? You know what I mean? So you got to look at the accomplishments or what they're trying to do. But when you look at it all, and you look at the Browns system of how they're doing things, most of the running backs now there are around the same size and probably have the same type of abilities, right? You don't have a Nick Chubb there no more. That's just going
to
outrun you, pound you, and he could go inside and outside. What Nick was missing was the capability of receiving. So if you look at how they're structuring their team, they're structuring it to be agile. That's what I get from it.
What are your thoughts on Nick? You know, obviously it doesn't look like he's going to have a home here in Cleveland anymore. We see the rehab video of him. You know, there, no one's going to question his heart. And so it's going to be hard to watch him play for another team. But I'm just wondering the situation for him when he goes to sign for another team.
I feel bad for him, man, because let's step away from his football stuff. We all know how talented he is.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is when you get an injury, all of a sudden that talent goes away. But him as a person, a locker room guy, somebody who does not talk, who just wants to go out and play and just be a part of something, I value that more than his skill on the field, man.
Hmm.
He's just that type of dude. Think of how many big runs he's had, how many touchdowns he's had, how many crucial times he came into – he was a clutch player for them. This man has never got up and pointed at somebody or pointed – first down, he just got back up, did his job. How can you pass that up? Just for your young guys. Just to set an expectation for your young guys. You bring in a dude like that who's a vet, and even if you got to give him league minimum, how does that not help your football program? That blows my mind.
Could he come in and be, dare I say, a third running back, Jamel? And Jamel White joining us. I would think that'd almost be insulting to him, but they drafted two guys I would think to play them.
Well, of course. But if you you look at Nick's situation, he got to start thinking, all right, when you go to the table and they talk to you, they already know what he wants. They already know what his mentality is. Is he willing to take a step back and be like, you know what? I know my role here. That's just like the Bulls back in the day. Everybody knew their role, and they didn't say nothing. They knew MJ was the guy, and they just had to play off of him. Can he be that guy for them? If they bring him in, you want a situation where it's not like Baker Mayfield's where you're not being honest with him. You want to be straight up with him, be like, listen, we might give you league minimum, but we want you in the running back room. This is going to be your job. Maybe we'll use you short yardage, but we're bringing you in here for these other young dudes so they can learn off of you. We'll put you in the game, let you be short yardage guy, and then hopefully, you know, something happens in the, you know, within the, well, I don't want to say hopefully, but if something happens within the season and he gets more playing time and he could show that he's back to his old self, now he has a new opportunity. You know what I mean? He's got to look at it from a business standpoint as well as, all right, I just want to get this chance again. And what do I have to do that? So no one knows what people are talking to him about. Only he does. But that's when it comes down to, you know, he has to think, do I want to play again? Do I want to be in Cleveland? Where do I want to be? Am I willing to accept his role so I can have a bigger role later?
Hmm. The schedule was released yesterday, Jamel. I'm just curious, do players actually care what the schedule looks like when it comes out? Do they sit down?
No. Nah, man. Who cares? You know you got
to just ask it. Fans do. I can tell you that.
Come on, you know that. Them dudes know they got to play so many games. After they play them games, they got to get paid for them. I mean, what? If somebody bring me a schedule and they could be like, man, you playing this dude three times in a row, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, three times it is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not about to say nothing. Like, the great part of, I think the only thing that some players look at is if they had good games against certain teams. So let's just say a schedule come out and you had a good game against a certain team that you didn't have to play the year before. You'd be like, oh, man, I could crush that game. But at the same time, things have changed. But I think that's the only way that people look at them. But outside of that, don't nobody care about no schedule.
Well, let me put it this way. Minnesota is going to be in Europe for 2 weeks, maybe even closer to three, because they play the Steelers in Dublin. Then they go over to play us in London. And, you know, the league's starting to, you know, kind of dip their toe in the water about European football or even more international football. I don't know. Just your thoughts on that. And I, from a player's perspective, do you think they're going to like this individual game a little bit, or this international game even more, if now the league is dipping their toes in the water to see, hey, maybe we can leave a team over there for a couple weeks? How's that go over with the players?
I think players will like that, man, because it's different. You get some people who ain't never been overseas. You know what I mean? Some have, some have not. But you get a different experience. You see different things, and you're around different people. But at the same time, it's not like the NFL is just now really dipping their feet in there. You know what I mean? Like, what about NFL Europe? You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah. London Monarchs, baby.
Frankfurt Galaxy. So, yeah.
San Martigliano coach over there.
Barcelona Dragons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this ain't brand new. It's just another way of trying to structure it in a different environment, and they finding out where teams can actually, where they're bringing, where they can market. You got to remember, the NFL, any sports organization is about the market. You know, like you get guys who play in New York and then play in Los Angeles, then they get these careers as, you know, TV personalities, the marketing. So this ain't brand new. I think people forget about that, man. I think people forget about NFL Europe and how long that was, because that's where guys used to have to go. Now they got the UFL. That ain't nothing but NFL Europe, man. That's what that is, because that's what the minor league of football was, really. Because you pull the guys from there if they had some kind of talent. I mean, I was fortunate enough that I never had to go there, but, dude, when I played for the Browns and they had NFL Europe, we would get a couple of guys from there. But the only difference is they play year-round pretty much, because they leave that league and come straight to the NFL, and it's not like they had time off because it was already rolling, just like these UFL guys. Guess what? Once training camps and stuff start and they had a good season there, some of these teams are going to try and get a couple of players. They're right into the NFL. That's their way of trying to keep guys going. And if they really want to look at you like that, they make sure you get an opportunity to go play.
Jamel White joining us, former Browns running back. Jamel, we got about a minute. How is a quarterback battle with four guys, two of them rookies, drafted in the third and fifth round, going to play with veterans?
Man, listen. You remember the Tim Couch and
Ty Detmer.
Kelly Holcomb.
Yep.
Yeah, Ty Detmer and all that.
Yeah.
You could get certain quarterbacks that you could get that you draft as rookies and you throw them in if they have that way of leading a team and they understand football like that. But not every rookie quarterback is like that. That's the field general. And everybody don't follow that guy that acts up. You know what I mean? They got to gain respect from the players at practice first. Then it got to translate into the real games. I'm not talking about just these preseason games. These people got to start understanding, all right, you're going to ride for us, we're going to follow you. If you look at Joe Flacco and guys like that, they already battle tested. You already know what you're about to get. Andy loves 300 yards per game. Everybody loves that, right?
Yes.
You know what he's capable of doing. But you throw Shador or somebody out there, you know what he was doing in college. But you don't know what these dudes are going to do against these vets that's smarter. They know how to bait you. They know how to beat the receiver up. They know things. They don't have to be the fastest people on the field. They're just smart. So I don't know, man. I don't always look at when people say, oh, quarterback competitions or quarterback, whatever the quarterback situation is. I look at things like, who's going to gain the players' respect? Who's already tested and we know to go out there and rock?
Jamel, hey, before we let you go, hey, we got to get going here. I just want to congratulate you on your track season with the girls at Riverside and your tiny little picture in the News Herald today where you're standing in the back with your little black hat on and you are hiding in the back. If anybody wants a good laugh, Jamel is in there. News Herald, the Crystal Olsen story, and you are in the back hiding. It is hysterical. It is really, really funny. Thank you.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Talk to you later, Jamel. Thanks, later. Bud.
All right, talk to you.
Jamel White, Browns running back, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Andy. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan, our producer extraordinaire.
Oh, bringing him in the house.
Well, we're having some work done in the little room that Dan has to sit in now.
Oh, so we're going to welcome him in the studio?
Anthony Castrovince.
I've been upgraded from timeout.
Going to join us coming up at noon.
There's a corner
from MLB.com.
Do I have to hold the dictionaries too?
I want to
bring... Someone would make you hold the dictionaries?
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
I was a hellion as a kid. They had all sorts of stuff for me. Yeah, I would have to stand in the corner, and I'd have to hold the book on each hand.
No way.
Well.
Mm-hmm. So there was weight training involved.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good for your school.
It
was your mom and dad.
Yeah.
They'd be arrested for that today.
Wait, you're at home school? You were homeschooled? You got put in timeout at home school?
Oh, I got put out timeout at home. I was not the best kid. I became a better adult than I was a kid.
You keep telling yourself
bar's
that.
Bar's pretty low.
Thanks, guys.
Jamel talked about Nick Chubb. I want to talk about Nick in a second, but it happened again today. And it happens frequently enough that I think, and that I asked Dan to come into the studio.
Wow.
I want to have an intervention.
Oh, this better not be what I think it is.
It's what you think it is.
All right, everybody get in a circle.
I've walked in with Andy, you know, many, many times over the years. We park in the same spot and we walk in to work together on many days.
Yeah.
Andy will cross the street.
Yeah.
Not at a stoplight, but Andy will cross the street.
Yes.
Get into a crosswalk.
Yes, a crosswalk.
And just walk.
Because it's a crosswalk.
Without even looking That's at traffic, true. Because the law says, and Andy, you are right.
Yes, I am right.
The law says the car is supposed to stop.
Correct. It's at Playhouse Square.
And what's the key word there?
Supposed to.
Supposed to. Which I think is actually two words.
I said the key word was supposed. Supposed.
It's prospect, right? Isn't that prospect?
I don't know what it is. What I know is it's where I'm going to have to like get a spatula and pick you up one day.
You're not going to have to pick me up. Look, again.
Might be one of those pizza things.
I think, and Dan will have a better feel for this, okay?
I came in before you today.
Yeah.
And I was here a few minutes early. And what do we hear, Dan, on the conference call? What do we hear? That's she almost ran me over.
True.
And then what did we hear, Dan? Oh, here she comes again.
She came back around.
To yell
at you.
She did. What a clown. First of all,
you're legally in the crosswalk.
Yeah, 100%. I'm in that crosswalk, right?
Before you say your piece here, let me just throw this out.
Yes.
I've mentioned this to you while we have done this.
Yes.
Because you'll cross the street, you point at the sign, and you yell at the drivers.
I don't yell.
You point at the sign, and you make the Baskin face at them.
Yeah.
People carry weapons in these days. And you walk, you're in the middle of the crosswalk.
True.
And you're pointing and you're chastising.
I do chastise.
And
yes.
I say to you, Andy.
Yes.
They're supposed to stop.
Correct.
You might be right, but you might be dead.
I may be crazy.
What is easier to stop?
Yeah.
2 tons of steel or 1 Andy Baskin?
Well, here's what I'll say. Okay. And let me plead my case there.
Please.
I shouldn't even have to plead my case. It's a crosswalk. With signs around the outside that once a pedestrian puts a foot down inside the crosswalk, cars should stop. Now,
sure.
I'm not stupid enough to walk into the crosswalk when I see that the car is pretty close to the crosswalk. I'll wait, okay? Which I do almost every day.
Can we debate that point, sir?
You can debate that all you want.
Just don't call it a retirement plan, okay?
So here's what I'm going to say. There was a car this morning that was coming through at the other side of the Salvation Army, just past the Wallstein Center. That's probably a good 0.2 tenths of a mile
away
from the crosswalk.
Accurate.
Okay,
that's accurate.
So I saw the car, and I think the light may have actually been red.
She
at the
saw
time.
You, and she gunned it.
No, she didn't gun it. And so she came through. I took a step. I was already walking through.
My husband hates his show.
And she all of a sudden, and I'm halfway across the street now. So I'm in the middle of the street, and she's just looking at me like I'm insane. Like I'm walking in a crosswalk like she owns the road. Well, she probably does because she has a car.
How old is this person? Give me 30s, 40s, 20s?
40s.
Okay.
40s. Okay.
She should know better.
Yeah. And so as she's driving by with her window open on the phone looking at me, I look at her and I say, it's still a crosswalk.
See, there you go, chastising. People carry weapons, and they drive weapons.
It's if the Cleveland police want to make some money, right? Just go sit over by that crosswalk and see how many cars blow through the crosswalk while there's someone in the crosswalk or trying to walk across. I don't want to sound like
too late.
First world problems.
You're already there.
But you're going to back me up on this, right? So, like, the only time I ever thought about this, I was young. I was in high school. We were in Europe. We were in Finland. We were playing hockey, okay?
Yep.
And like,
if I know you right even, where you're going.
And if you look at the crosswalk in Europe, the car stops immediately. Like, they care more about the pedestrian.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no, my friend.
Oh, I'm telling you, when I was in Finland, they stopped. When we were in Italy last summer, which I haven't been back to Europe, exactly the same thing.
Really?
Once we stepped into the crosswalk, cars stopped.
Because I always had. Now, were you following the marker that was there and that stuff?
Well,
like, it's telling you to walk and that kind of thing?
Well, okay. No. There was one in Italy. We were in Bologna, and there was a crosswalk that didn't have any lights around it. It just had the crosswalk symbols around it.
I love fried Bologna.
And I was waiting, and I was like, well, let's wait. You know, I said, let's wait. And we got close, and we were standing about to walk. There was a car that saw that we were about to walk and stopped and said, go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I've always ran into it where it was the other direction, where if you did not cross when it said to cross or you were jaywalking, they would like speed up.
Well, no, but that wasn't the scenario. This was a designated crosswalk.
Okay.
So anyway,
you a
I
message.
Recommend to the Cleveland police, if you want to go sit over there and make a ton of cash, let's make the law work to the advantage of the pedestrian. Long live the pedestrian.
Can I cut you off?
Not really.
Because the cars try to. Well, you know, one day maybe the show is Menigan and Baskin, or it's Baskin and Menigan, or maybe it's Menigan and Phelps.
Yeah.
Even Dan doesn't want that to be the case yet. So please,
I am careful when I do
please
it.
Please be careful, because you walk right out in traffic.
I don't walk right out. That's not true.
I do not want to get a big spatula and pick you up.
Sorry.
Anthony Castrovince, MLB.com, talking guards next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.